Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Welcome. This is David Lee of Prevent Connect, and I am speaking this morning with Jennifer Middlebrooks, who is the acting team lead of the Health Communication and Education team of the Division of Violence Prevention at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And we're going to be talking about the new online course called Principles of Prevention. How are you doing this morning, Jennifer?
Good morning, David. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. And so I'm really glad to see the release of the project called Principles of Prevention, which is an online course for those working to prevent violence. And it's a really exciting course. Can you describe what this course is?
Principles of Prevention is a free online training. You can find it at www.vetoviolence.org. It's intended for those working in the field of violence prevention. This could be someone at a state coalition or someone working in a local CCR or a rape crisis center. The training covers a variety of topics that includes child abuse and neglect, intimate partner or domestic violence, sexual violence, suicide, and youth violence. In terms of what the users experience, the training features interviews with leading experts in the field from across the country, dynamic graphics, exercises, and compelling storytelling.
I've had the opportunity to look at this, and it's really an exciting way of online learning, and it's really an engaging way to be able to learn about a topic and really important principles. And what I like about Principles of Prevention is it is exactly what its name is. I think it really is a core foundation for understanding public health approaches to violence prevention. You have several topics that are going to be covered, and can you talk about your first unit is called Primary Prevention. Can you describe what's covered in that unit?
This unit explores the continuum of prevention, so it defines the concepts of primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention for the user. The focus for this module is on primary prevention, or stopping violence before it initially occurs. This is CDC's particular niche in the field. At the end of the module, the users have an opportunity to go through a series of interactive exercises that allow them to test what they've learned on prevention. Basically, how it works, they're given a series of program descriptions, and they're asked to determine if the programs are primary prevention or secondary or tertiary prevention. And then the user receives immediate feedback so they know if their answer was correct or not.
This is a place that's been able to define clearly understanding primary prevention and how it fits into the role of sort of comprehensive and the broad spectrum of primary prevention. How do you apply it to the different topics that you talk about, such as sexual violence or intimate partner violence?
So we have exercises in each of the five topic areas. So users have an opportunity to see how the concept of primary, secondary, and tertiary prevention are applied to all of these different violence topic areas.
Great. So as a program that's going to be tailored to be able to meet the specific needs of whichever violence topic people are looking at. In the second unit, you talk about the public health approach. What's involved in that unit?
CDC being a public health agency, obviously we take a public health approach to violence. So our goal is to help prevent injuries and deaths associated with violence. We want people to be healthy and we want them to live life to their fullest potential. So basically, the public health approach is a systematic way that we organize our efforts from beginning to end. And the Principles of Prevention training explains the four steps in the public health approach. The nice thing about the module is that, again, it ends with an interactive case study that allows the user to see the problem of violence in a community and then walk through the four steps of the public health approach.
If they're looking at some type of domestic violence or sexual violence case, they can be able to look at how you would go through both defining and measuring the problem, looking at the risk and protective factors and developing prevention programs and evaluating them and then disseminating that throughout their community. It's a great way for people to learn about the public health approach and learn about the work that the CDC is engaged in and supporting and the work that goes on in some of the key CDC funded efforts such as the Rape Prevention Education Program or the Delta or Delta PrEP programs. The next unit you have is about the social ecological model. Can you talk about how this is going to help practitioners in their violence prevention work?
This is actually my favorite module in the training. The social ecological model, or SEM, is so important to helping practitioners understand why violence occurs. Obviously, there's no easy answer. There's no simple explanation of why some people experience violence and others do not. The SEM helps us understand the combination of influence that lead to a person experiencing violence. This can either be as a victim or a perpetrator. It looks at how people relate to each other and how they relate to their broader environment. So this particular module explains the four levels of the social ecological model. And once practitioners understand these four levels, they have a better idea where to focus their prevention efforts. And ideally, these efforts should be focused at all levels of the social ecology.
Can you give an example of how that's explored in this unit?
It's very similar to some of the other interactive exercises in the training. So users are given sort of scenarios, and then they're asked to make a determination of, does this program that's being described, does it occur at the individual level, the relationship level, the community level, or is it more of a societal example? Again, there's a series of interactive exercises that allows the user to test what they've learned.
I've always found the socio-ecological model to be a really important tool to really have us think about how we're going to be doing our prevention work and how to be able to develop the most comprehensive effort that's going to increase the likelihood of being able to be successful. As you put these together, then you actually have principles of prevention quiz at the end. And what's that?
The quiz basically tries to tie all of the concepts in the training together. And it gives users, again, the opportunity to test what they've learned. You know, do they understand the concept of primary prevention and how you distinguish it from secondary and tertiary prevention? And also, can you apply different scenarios to the social ecological model? There are about 16 scenarios that have been developed per type of violence. So users have an opportunity to sort of choose their path. If they're just interested in intimate partner violence, they can choose that path. When they're done, they can continue to the next module, or if they'd like, they can come back and explore the sexual violence examples, child maltreatment, whatever. So at that point, it's really up to the user how much or how little they want to explore.
This whole online course of principles of prevention, how do you see this is going to be useful for sexual violence and intimate partner violence prevention practitioners?
I think it introduces practitioners to the core and fundamental concepts in violence prevention. I think it will get everyone on the same page with regard to language. And we really hope that the training can also help practitioners work with their partners. We hope that they'll be able to incorporate some of these concepts into their own training. For example, state coalitions that train local CCRs or rape crisis centers.
This is something that I'm looking forward to, and all of us at Prevent Connect are going to really look at these online courses to be an opportunity for people to be the foundation of a lot of learning about primary prevention and building upon those concepts in our web conferences. And I hope we're going to have more discussion about these topics through our blogs and tweets and more opportunities to be able to explore how we can advance primary prevention of violence, particularly sexual violence and intimate partner violence. We're talking about the principles of prevention today. I've been talking with Jennifer Middlebrooks, who is the acting team lead of the health communication and education team at the Division of Violence Prevention at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Principles of prevention can be found on the website vetoviolence.org, and it's available online, so I encourage everyone to go ahead and visit and participate in this course. Anything else you want to add, Jennifer?
The training is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For those interested in pursuing continuing education credits, we do offer those with the completion of the course. So that's an added benefit as well.
That's great. So once again, it's going to be at vetoviolence.org, and look forward for people joining online. So thank you for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.